Grace and peace, everyone. This is Pastor Garfield Crumbie from Divine Word Impact Kingdom Ministry. We are a ministry that is built for purpose and designed for impact. I am your host. Welcome to the Empowerment Zone. As I stated last week, concerning this week, I will be getting a new series of teaching under the train of thought, Do You Know What You're Carrying? So I will be teaching this new series, Do You Know What You're Carrying, with its various subtitles. Do You Know What You're Carrying? It is the late Dr. John Miles Monroe who said, to know the purpose of a thing is to abuse it. And my addendum to that is to know the purpose of a thing is to neglect it. So when we do not know what we're carrying, the likelihood is that we will neglect it. We see, for example, in the book of Genesis, the narrative concerning Esau and Jacob, and how the scripture says that Esau came back from hunting. He was hungry. He was tired and he was hungry. He was famished. And Jacob was preparing some food. Esau bargained and negotiated a deal with Jacob. Jacob said, I have something you want, and you have something I want. And Jacob negotiated this deal, said that if you will give me or sell me your birthright, I will give you this food that I'm preparing. And Esau, because he did not understand the value of what he was carrying, Esau was, as the firstborn son, he was carrying the birthright and the blessing. I don't have time to get into that this morning, but he was carrying the birthright and the blessing. And because Esau did not truly know and understand what he was carrying, he saw no value in it and esteemed his immediate desire and hunger. He traded what he was carrying to meet that immediate need that he had, which was to satisfy his hunger. So when we do not understand what we're carrying, we will neglect it, we will devalue it, and we will give it away. So that's why I want to begin this series today on Do You Know What You're Carrying? I'm coming this morning from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. And it reads, and it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone unto his city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloth, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. The scripture here in Luke tells us that Mary and Joseph, that they were in Galilee of Nazareth, and she was expecting any day now to give birth. But the issue with that was where Mary received what she was carrying is not where her destiny said that she should give birth. We read here in Micah chapter 5, verse 2, and this is the prophecy concerning Jesus. But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from old, from everlasting to everlasting. So we see here Jesus and Mary were in Galilee of Nazareth. But the prophecy that went forth concerning Jesus' birth by the prophet Micah some 500 years before Jesus was born, it was determined by God's divine plan and purpose that Jesus should be born in Bethlehem in Judea, even in the city of David. But they were in Galilee of Nazareth. So we are usually never in the place where we need to be when we receive a word or a promise from God. We might not be in the place maturationally. We might not be in the place financially. We might not be in the place emotionally. And we might not even be in the place geographically. So we're never usually in the place to give birth. We're never usually in the place that we need to be in order to give birth to the promise. So we see here that Mary was in Nazareth, but her purpose, her destiny, has determined that she should give birth in Judea. So what God had to do here, the scripture here tells us that Augustus Caesar made a decree throughout the empire that every man must return back to his country, to the city, to the house of his lineage, to pay tax, because the whole world was going to be taxed. But can I submit to you this morning that that had nothing to do with taxation? What God had to do, God had to get Mary and Joseph from where they were, the place that she received the promise, to where she need to be in order to fulfill the promise. So God has to orchestrate the scenario and set in motion the chain of events to get Mary and Joseph from where they were to where they need to be. So the scenario that God orchestrated and the chain of event that God set in motion was for Caesar to declare that the whole world should be taxed and it would retire for every man to return back to their own city and their own country. And that's what God had to do to get Mary and Joseph to where they need to be. And when it comes to the will and purpose of God, God will orchestrate whatever scenario and set in motion whatever chain of events he has to undertake, implement, or execute in order to get us to where we need to be. We see in the book of Genesis chapter 37, Joseph received visions and dreams from God of his destiny and of his purpose, and how he shall be great in the sight of the Lord. But Joseph received his dream and his promise in Canaan, but his destiny has determined that he should give birth to what he's carrying in Egypt. So what God had to do was to orchestrate the scenario and set in motion the chain of events that would get him from where he was in Canaan, where he received the promise, to where he needs to be in Egypt, where he's to give birth to the promise. So what did God do? God caused his brothers to envy him. God caused his brothers to hate him. God caused his brothers to be jealous of him. God caused his brothers, man, to plot to kill him and then to sell him into slavery, into men who was traveling along the trade route to Egypt. And when they got to Egypt, they sold Joseph to an Egyptian by the name of Potiphar. So when God has a purpose and plan for our life, God does not focus on what is right or wrong. He focuses on what is necessary. Now, was it right for Joseph's brothers to hate him? No. Was it right for them to plot and conspire against him? No. Was it right for them to sell him into slavery? No. Was it right for them to lie to their father and say that Joseph was killed by wild animals? No. It was not right, but God deemed that that is what was necessary to get Joseph from where he was to where he needs to be in order to give birth to what he is carrying. It was not right. But again, God does not focus on what is right or wrong when it comes to his purpose. He focuses on what is necessary. And then when he fulfills what is necessary to get us to the place to give birth to what we're carrying, then he ushers in the spirit of healing. Then he ushers in the spirit of restoration. So when we come out, we do not look or smell or sound like what we are coming out of, but we will look and we will sound like the purpose and destiny and assignment that God processed us to fulfill. And as I said earlier, that many of us are right now not in the place where we need to be to fulfill our promise. When I lived in New York for over 30 years, and I received many prophecies and promises concerning what God has purposed and ordained to do in my life. And I thought that all this was going to be fulfilled right there in New York. I had no plan, had no idea, had no focus, nothing to go anywhere. But then one day here came the prophetic word of the Lord to me that our new place of assignment was in Florida. So all along, even though I had an idea and understanding to what I was carrying, I did not realize that what I was carrying, I would not be given birth to it in the place where I received the promise, but I would be given birth to what I'm carrying to the place that God has ordained and designated. And so that is why my wife and I, that is why we're here in Florida, because this is where God has ordained for us to give birth to what we're carrying. And there are many of us, many of you that are sitting out there in Radio Land, the sound of my voice, who are carrying things in the womb of your spirit. You're not aware of it. You might have an inkling, you might have an idea, but you don't really know what it is that you're carrying. And the purpose and assignment of this ministry is to help you to recognize, identify what you're carrying, and position yourself in the place of destiny to give birth to what you are carrying. God bless you, and go in this thy might. We pray that you are blessed by the word today. You may contact Divine Word Impact Kingdom Ministry, home of the Empowerment Zone, at 772-323-8890. If to support this program, you may donate by using Cash App, $DWImpact, or DL GCrumby at divinewordimpact.org. Join us again next Saturday at 8:30 a.m. right here at WCNO 89.9 FM. Be blessed and go in this thy might.